Brethren in Battle Creek. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. July 3, 1903. My brethren in Battle Creek. I wish to say a few words to you. It is the Lord's will that the publishing work shall be removed from Battle Creek. The enemy is working through those who do not do the will of God to hinder the removal of this work. Those who allow Satan thus to use them show plainly on whose side they are standing. God has never left himself without witness on the earth. At one time, Melchizedek represented the Lord Jesus Christ in person to reveal the truth of heaven and perpetuate the law of God. Jethro was singled out from the darkness of the Gentile world to reveal the principles of heaven. God has ever had appointed agencies and has ever given abundant evidences that these agencies were heaven-appointed and heaven-sent. Let every man humble his soul before God. There is need, very great need, of the wisdom that God alone can impart. Those who profess to be Christians are to walk and work in humility. There are evils that must be corrected. The men who bear responsibilities are to carry themselves with all dignity. They are to be circumspect, true, faithful, kind. They are not to stand in their own strength, to work out their own plans. Thus, the work of God has, in the past, been greatly hindered. The Lord calls upon men who act any part in His work to be first taught of Him. They are to be led by the Holy Spirit, not by their own hereditary and cultivated tendencies. They are not to watch for reports that the work of our institutions is not advancing in right lines, and then carry that report from conference, leaving the impression that the work is not being conducted properly. July 5, 1903. We have a great and wonderful work to do. The will of God must become the will of the human agent. I speak to the members of our churches. Are you converted? Do you profess to be children of God? If so, have you turned from all your idols? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Christ is come in the flesh is of God. 1 John 4, verse 1, 2. The confession is revealed in the character. Words merely are not sufficient. Nothing but the light of the Word of God, shining forth from the converted soul in good works, constitutes men Christ's disciples. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. Nothing but the light of heaven, reflected from the lives of Christ's followers, can save souls. The Lord has not given any man the work of an investigating agent to place his human estimate upon the work that is carried forward. The Lord has a controversy with His people. There is to be a decided change in the men who have been acting a part in the work. The proud, ambitious spirit which has been cherished by some connected with our institutions is to be changed for the meek and lowly spirit of Christ. Let each one in responsibility read carefully the Word of God and not brace himself up to speak evil of the things that he knows not. I have a message from the Lord that the spirit which has been controlling some connected with the Review and Herald office is not under the control of the Divine Teacher. There must be a complete transformation in the characters of the men who have acted a prominent part in that institution, or else they will not be acknowledged of God as men to be trusted. They will carry on the same conflict against the very work that the Lord desires to see advanced. The Lord says to his people, "Look unto me, and pray for the Holy Spirit, which is your great need." Far more humble, earnest prayer is needed. The second chapter of Philippians was read slowly and impressively as a chapter needed in the education of all workers. This chapter should be brought before our people.